Beneath a Rising Sun, Frontier, Book 10, written by Peter Watt and read by John Vose. Lieutenant Tony Cacamo, a former member of the New York Police Department and now an officer in the American Military Police, was about to kill a man in cold blood. He could feel his body tremble, not so much with fear, although he felt afraid, but with extreme apprehension. He was about to assassinate a high-ranking British officer. The semi-automatic Army issue 45 pistol hung loosely in his hand as he stood in the darkness watching the front doors of the Harbourside Mansion. He had been given his orders back in General MacArthur's HQ in Brisbane, and his commanding officer had informed him that the man he now waited to kill was a dangerous traitor in league with the Japanese. When Tony had questioned why the Australian authorities had not detained the suspect, he had been informed that without irrefutable evidence, the Brit was too well connected to British aristocracy for that to happen. He was slated for a position in signals intelligence, which would give him access to the Allies' deepest secrets, and this could not be allowed to happen. Tony had been given forged papers and was posing as a Canadian merchant seaman, which had allowed him access to the city's less salubrious society over the last couple of months, giving him an opportunity to track his prey. His target, Lieutenant Colonel Albert Ulverston, had just inherited his family title with the death of his esteemed father, and that now made him the new Lord Ulverston. The Prime Minister of Great Britain, Winston Churchill, had previously interfered in MI6 investigations into suspected traitors amongst British aristocracy, and this left only one option for Britain's most important ally, the Americans. What was one more death in a war claiming millions of lives? Despite the cold autumn night, sweat clung to Tony's skin under his rough garb. He had been tracking the British Lord's movements around the city and had noted that he was a regular visitor to the home of a very wealthy Aussie entrepreneur, Sir George Mackintosh. Ulverston was a creature of habit and usually dined here at Sir George's home on Monday evenings. He would be vulnerable when he stepped out of the house into the darkness to walk to his private sedan parked 20 yards away in the driveway. It was then that Tony would close the distance and fire straight into the man's head. The 45 bullet was known for its massive impact, and the second shot into the man's chest would ensure his death. Tony could feel the sweat on the palms of his hands. He could hear the distant clatter of bells on buoys in the harbour and a dog barking somewhere in the distance, but little else disturbed the silence of the night. He had planned his escape, and if all went well, the assassination of the British officer would forever remain an unsolved murder case for the Aussie police.